Of the humans who survived the death of their homeworld, Virheim, the majority are citizens or members of one of two major galactic powers. The first is the Fade, the Federated Alliance of Yggdrasil's Diaspora, often called the Federated Alliance, the Diaspora, or even just the Alliance. The Fade functions as a government for tens of billions of people, and serves as the galaxy's leader of technological advancement. This is likely because the Fade is a technocracy, an oligarchy where those chosen to be in positions of leadership are the smartest, most capable, and technologically savvy individuals. Of course, the people get their say as well. One of the technocrats is always chosen simply by popular vote. The other galactic power is the GOD, the Galactic Oligarchs Democracy. Despite what the name would suggest, the GOD is not a democracy. Instead, openly and officially, a theocracy. The galactic religion, and only legal one that can be practiced, is Pecunism. Worship of the one and only true god, Pecuna. Pecunists believe that Pecuna created man in his image, and that an individual's own success is the highest moral purpose for their life. Therefore, the most successful individuals, by definition, are the most noble and divine individuals in the eyes of Pecuna. Both the Fade and the GOD are enthralled by the massive super corporations that have risen up over the past few centuries. It is well known that many of the Fade's technocrats are bought and owned by wealth coming from corporate bank accounts. And the Pecunists' beliefs about success lead them naturally to follow successful business people. Five corporations own the majority of the wealth and power in the galaxy, as well as the majority of all habitable planets we've discovered, and any smaller businesses that might have existed at one point. One of these corporations is about to perform a rather historic event. Iris is a special planet. Our sensors cannot pierce its atmosphere, and we know next to nothing about it. What's so special about Iris? Let's find out.
Welcome to Vitamin D, your regular fix of dice rolling, friends deepening their friendship, and hopefully unfolding a very interesting sci-fi campaign. We're going to start with our game of The Quiet Year, designed by Avery Alder. I am Valandal Mann, and I am, as usual, slash always, joined by...
Caden Wise, hello.
Josh.
Redacted.
And Connor Mann.
Da-da-da!
Hello, it's me also.
All right, let's get down to business.
To defeat the Huns.
Yes.
Creating the city, correct?
Yeah, it's like the community.
Alright.
I obviously put this river delta down, so that informs a certain amount.
Right.
If you guys aren't into that, we could do something else.
No, I'm into it.
So are we looking at like a Manhattan type of deal?
Yeah, sort of a Manhattan type
of thing. I think it would be kind of cool if there was at least a significant mountain range in there, sort of maybe like to keep the people in, sort of keep sort of the dystopia feeling.
Well, let me tell you about what the idea I had behind our Quiet Year game. The Fade, which is the Federated Alliance of Yggdrasil's Diaspora, is sending a group to colonize the most recently discovered habitable planet in Yggdrasil, a planet called Iris. The planet's atmosphere has made it impossible to scan, so little to nothing is known about what will be there. The group that's getting sent down to colonize is mostly I mean, there's some kids, there's some older folk, but it's predominantly criminals.
Ah, this is where the Western theme comes in. The frontier, if you will.
They're, these mostly criminals are sent down to this frontier planet to see if they can establish a colony there. And if they all die, who cares? We'll send somebody else. We'll try to figure it out. Maybe we'll get some information from it. And if they succeed, that's great. It reflects well on us if they live, but doesn't really matter.
Nice. All right.
We can each take a turn and like add something to this map, like some kind of detail.
Should we establish a set turn order?
Yeah. Let's establish a set turn order. I'll go last, I think. I'll go last. Okay. Josh, since you came up with the mountain range idea, do you want to go first?
You go first.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
Well, the general idea is there.
Okay. So there are mountains to the north.
Let me change my color. Black is kind of hard to see on this map. To yellow.
Should we each have a color?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
How do we do that?
Yeah, I don't know how to change the color.
So go to your scribble, draw, and then there's a little like pencil with line color. Change that.
Yeah, you have to draw and then change the color.
Yeah.
I will go with a...
something not blue, because chances are we're going to be drawing on the water.
Right. Let's go with this... Oh, God. Well, blue and yellow are kind of the only colors I can see.
Oh, red. Oh, wait, shit, that's gray for you. Fuck.
It's not gray. I'm not a dog. I see, like, different... It's like... The way I describe my colorblindness is if you take the color wheel and then you turn the saturation down.
I'm doing, like, a purple for mine.
I think I'll do red.
Sure. Okay, that'll be my color. I think it's a dark orange. It just looks tan.
It's sort of a peach color. It's actually kind of cool. Oh, that one that you just drew right here, that's orange.
So, Caden, what is your circle on this peninsula?
Nothing. Well, it can be. Have we decided where exactly the city is?
Nope.
Yeah, all right.
Let's see. Where is the best real estate for a city? I'm kind of digging this, like, this. If we're thinking of, like, a Manhattan thing, that is a terrible circle. But let me see if I can.
So,
where you had your first circle is pretty good.
Do you think?
How about the landmass? In F10.
F10?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like
right where you had a short circle, yeah.
Like this sort of area?
Just like the whole land. Right. The whole thing right here.
Whole thing right there? Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be my contribution. Okay. That should be where, if not like the major, because that's a pretty big city, that can at least be where the bulk of the cities are.
Yeah, I like it. That's the area that...
That's the civilized area.
Yeah,
I dig
that. This is the known land.
My contribution is not technically something that I'm drawing on the map, but I've established something about the atmosphere, that it is heavily oxygenated, and hell, the skies tend to have a purple hue.
Nice.
Well, how oxygenated are we talking? Because once you get above 30, it becomes like explosive.
I guess we'll find out.
our
atmosphere is like 8 or 9, so I imagine this being at like 20, like double the oxygen.
Okay,
Our oxygen content is 21%.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What am I thinking of? What's 9? Is that carbon dioxide?
Yeah. That was like over 21%. You're getting levels of bad.
Well, so my contribution will be that there is, like, over here, there's a forest of, like, colorful crystal spires.
Ah.
Interesting. So, like, between the settlement area and the mountains up to the north, there's, like, a forest of colorful crystal spires?
Yes.
Now, what type of crystals are these?
Unknown.
I don't think we have to define that yet.
I think that's more your wheelhouse, Josh, if you want to come up with a name for that.
Leverite. Just leverite fucking there.
Okay, so I think now we can move on to the starting resources.
All right.
as a group, we get to decide what the important resources are for this settlement. And I think we choose one that is in abundance and the rest are scarce. So, who has ideas? Resources that are important.
I think fresh, because looking how this is an ocean, I think fresh water should be scarce.
Fresh water. Love it.
Yeah, that's very true.
And if we really want to dig the cowboy vibe of, like, the West and how wars are fought over water still to this day.
I dig it.
I'm going to say energy or fuel, power.
Energy slash
of some kind.
Mineral resources.
Electricity.
Like coal, oil, stuff like that.
Because it's an alien planet, there could be resources that are foreign. So we could come up with an energy source or a mineral source. Let's say it's like a rare metal ore.
To begin with, we won't have to get that specific. But yeah, those are cool ideas. I think maybe along those lines, like maybe building materials.
Yes.
So like wood.
Yeah, like wood or metal or just stuff that we need. Stuff that we need in order to build things with.
Probably food.
Yeah. So animals. So what about fauna?
Food is a great one. I mean, if we're using the animals for food, that would just be like an aspect of a food resource.
I see.
Unless you think animals are like more specifically important to survival than just food.
Like,
well, I think absolutely so. When you first colonize a planet, absolutely.
You could use them for labor. You could use them for protection, depending on the animal. You could use them for...
Well, the other thing is we can add more resources as we go on. I think all of the resources would be like things that we know are important before we even get there.
Well, water, energy, building materials, food.
Atmosphere.
Yeah. Atmosphere, like breathable
atmosphere.
Air.
Yeah, breathable air.
And then should we have any like more abstract ones, like maybe morale?
Yeah, because that's an important thing.
That's also, I definitely think to start off with, morale would be scarce.
Sure.
Like, these are a bunch of criminals who are sent here, and they probably feel like they were sent here just to die. Anything else? That could be plenty to start with.
Sure. I think that's, like, a good thing to start with.
Yes, I think so, too.
All right. And which of these resources should be the one that is abundant to start out with?
Maybe food.
Food, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can always build a shelter out of a hunk of rock.
I just think that an uncolonized random planet is probably got a lot of plants and animals on it.
Right. I think that's fair. I think that fits with sort of what I imagine about this planet. So I think if we're going to decide that, that means air is scarce. And I think what that means is the air is not necessarily toxic, but it is not ideal. We're not adapted to breathe it.
So maybe like 15% oxygen. So to the point where you start to get lightheaded and you're not able to like fully function.
Yeah, actually, that might be the better angle, is that there's less oxygen. There is oxygen, but there's less oxygen.
Yeah.
And I think that probably, that in my head means the skies are very pale for some reason.
It does. It's like, it gets paler.
Okay, great, I imagine the sky looks like that, but it's like it's just like tinged purple.
All right, interesting.
Fresh water, scarce. Energy, scarce. Building materials, scarce. Food, abundant. But then air and morale, scarce. That. Okay, yeah, great.
Oh, I have an idea for those crystals.
I don't think we should set anything in stone yet.
All right.
If you have an idea, that's good, but hold on to this. Josh put down the mountains first, so we're going to go with Josh as our first contestant. I have a deck of cards on me, so I think this will be easiest if I just draw a card. I've shuffled them already, but they're separated into suits. So we're starting at spring here on our colony on Iris. One thing that we might just like be thinking about is like what the colony is called, because I don't have a name for that.
Was this... It should probably be Norse, right?
Ooh, that's true, yeah.
So something Norse. Probably something simple like...
New Midgard.
could be like, what is the actual, what is the plant?
Jotunheim, Utgard.
No, New Vierheim could be one.
It's not like, so there are like 50 planets that have been discovered, and most of them are just like,
okay,
a corporation owns this planet and all its resources, so it's just like a mine planet or like a whatever planet. And then there are some city planets, but this one has just recently been discovered, and it's unique in that we haven't been able to scan through the atmosphere.
Maybe something to do with like hidden oasis, but Norse?
What language do they speak in
Icelandic, and they hate it, and they speak English.
Okay, but I like Icelandic. Icelandic for...
No, you literally go to Iceland. If you go to Iceland, everybody there speaks English, because they don't like
and
the
native
language.
And that's great for them. That's, I'm going to use their language great. That they made, though.
Good for them.
So, colony in Icelandic is Nylenda. How do we feel about it just being called colony in Icelandic?
I mean, they're prisoners, so they're probably not, like...
educated.
I was going to say, like, they're not creatively invested in this, so it's not like they're just going to be like, this is a new world! They'd probably be like, no, what is this? Colony, we'll go with that. Like, very dejected, very much
the
like,
fuck,
what's
what
the
hell is this?
What the hell is this? All right. Be done with
historically,
it.
Places in our real world have really just, like, bad names a lot of the time. Like, really? You couldn't think
right,
of anything
yeah.
better than that?
Yeah, I think it's very apt. So what is the actual...
Nylenda. I put it on the map.
Nylenda.
So, Josh, you ready?
All right. So I'm going to discover...
Well, hold on. The first thing that happens on your turn is the card. You resolve the card.
What's the card?
The card is the Four of Spring. Answer either, what important and basic tools does the community lack? Or, where are you storing your food? Why is this a risky place to store things?
Huh. I want to say, I feel like if this was the... what's the colony? The Fate?
This is a Fade colony.
They're trying to make this as... Are they doing this to be as successful as possible?
For the Fade? For the Fade, they want to learn about the planet.
Yes, so I would assume they want us to try and be as successful as possible.
They don't care if they live, as long as they learn something from it. So if they die...
I see.
That's informational.
They died.
Interesting, they died. So success, they're not... So the Fade is not... like, against the colony's success.
I say we lack... Would we consider basic transportation a form of tool?
Probably.
That all might right. be a tool, yeah.
So they have to walk everywhere.
Is that what you want your answer to be?
Okay.
Yes.
The important and basic tools we lack are the ability to transport basically anything.
Yes.
Then let's add transportation as a scarcity. And that's how we can... All right, now... you get to do an action.
Now the actions are what again?
The actions are discover something new, which is not immediately helpful, but it can present a complication or an opportunity. Hold a discussion. You pick something on the map and the community discusses it. Or start a project where the community gets to work doing something.
All right, so I have a scenario in mind, and it's kind of two discoveries, but they link into one, but one they won't find out until later.
You could do part of that now, and then part of that on your next turn.
All right, so the pink crystals, when broken, release oxygen.
So that's a discovery we make.
Yes.
That's more of a... I think the better way to do that is to start a project that is researching the crystals.
All right, so researching the crystals.
Yeah. And so how long do you think that would take? I guess how long you want it to take might depend on like how much we learn about it. Like if it's a 1 week thing, we might learn like, oh, when you break them, they release oxygen and that's it. Or if it's like a 6 week thing, it might be like, yeah, we had lots of people look at this, we learned more than that.
Oh, let's do like a week and a half.
Okay.
We want to research more, we can.
So I made this clock here, and this is what we're going to use to track the stuff. And this clock is for crystals. Yeah. I have a world clock, and when it gets zero, something is going to happen.
Excellent.
Wait, say that again?
I have what a world zero? Clock down at the bottom left. And so
I see.
On your turn, it goes down from 9 to 8. These are just going to be world events that I've planned out ahead of time to spice things up a bit. All right, so do we go from Josh to Caden or to Connor?
I think to me.
Caden? Okay. Yeah, that's fair. You found the city. Okay, so yeah, your turn. Step one is you get a card. All right,
what is my card?
Your card is the Six of Spring. So either answer, are there children in your community? If there are, what is their role in the community? Or how old are the eldest members in the community? What special needs do they have?
So this is like a research thing. So have we determined that they're all criminals, or are they just...
They're not exclusively criminals. It's basically just that they're low-value members to society, essentially.
Okay, then I would say there would be children.
Okay.
I think that might... That might be, like, what would happen if we sent children? Like, people at this age demographic, what would happen as they develop in this world?
If they develop.
That's from the scientific side. From
right,
the
okay,
fate.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But in the actual society, I would imagine children to be like, do I say child labor and be like it's a necessity?
Hey, I mean, there's no police here. Nobody's going to stop them from doing whatever illegal shit they possibly want to.
I would say they would be used primarily in gathering resources. Because they can't really build anything.
Right.
But they're small, they're quick, I don't know, they can probably do things that adults might struggle to do. They're young, so they have more energy. Yeah, I would imagine them to gather resources.
The children are used as laborers, gathering resources. And now, you can take an action on your turn.
All right.
I might suggest, based on that, that you start a project to get some kind of resources to reflect what the children are doing.
Right. I think a project for fresh water is definitely a good place to start.
Okay.
Start a project to obtain a way to gain fresh water, like processing the unfiltered water from the plentiful ocean that's nearby, or the peninsula.
So maybe in this world, there's been developed a method of filtering salt and other minerals out of water, and it's just like really time and labor intensive, and so they're just like, yeah, it's not that hard to do, let's just get all the kids to do that because we need water.
Mm-hmm.
And how long will that project take to be fruitful?
I would say that's probably fresh water really is important. I'm gonna put on 2 weeks.
That's fair. And I also think shorter projects probably accomplish less, but there are some things that's like it needs to be done quickly. So getting moving now. Connor, it's your turn.
Yes.
Your card is the Ace of Spring. Answer either what group has the highest status in the community? What must people do to gain inclusion in this group? Or are there distinct family units in this community? If so, what family structures are common?
I think because colonization is one of the goals of this project, that there would be families.
Okay.
And so I think the common family unit is probably a heterosexual couples.
So nuclear family?
Assigned couples as sort of breeding partners.
Okay.
Whose job is to just make children.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
No, it does. Totally.
Now, what do you want to do as your action?
I would like to probably start a project. I'd like to work on the air purification.
Okay. What does that look like?
Specifically within the city limits.
I don't think there's really an established city yet. I think that would be like creating fresh air and like putting in like tanks or something.
Yeah.
or like developing a kind of suit for it. Kind of like in Dune with the still suits, how they had that sort of hydration thing going. You could probably piggyback off of Josh's project to sort of like combine ideas to make like a way to process the air that's been discovered and put it into suits.
I think the difference there is I think the technology to filter like ocean water into drinkable water is something that would have been invented already. But I think since this planet is new and this atmosphere is so new that like I think the project would have to be researching the atmosphere would be the first step. And that's like a step towards getting air to abundance.
All right. I think researching the atmosphere.
And how many weeks do you think that will take?
Probably 4.
And then project clocks count down. The crystals project completes. Josh, you started that project, right? Okay.
Yes.
Please describe to us how that goes on completion.
So, Connor, you said they look like trees, right?
They look like trees. I just think they said it was a forest of them.
Oh,
It is a forest of them, indicating like sort of their size and spacing.
So,
but they are just sort of crystal spires.
So perhaps someone says or thinks, thinks maybe they do look like wood or something, or makes maybe a fire pit, makes the ring out of those crystals. And the heat, as we know, causes stuff to expand and breaks them open. And when doing so, they notice the fire gets a lot brighter, right around the times when a crystal cracks or whatever. The fire sort of swells up and then dies down quickly again.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of a burst of oxygen, with basic knowledge. They know the crystal is releasing fuel of some sort. And maybe by another coincidence, someone has them in their bag or is carrying them, and they keep breaking with the other stuff in their bag. Mm-hmm. And they're noticing they're able to take deeper breaths. They're able to outperform their other buddies that don't have the crystals in their bag.
Right, okay.
And using those two things, they're like, I think this is creating oxygen.
All right, yeah. So that's the thing. We've discovered that the crystals in the forest release oxygen when broken. That should be your turn. So,
yes.
Now it's my turn to answer a question. Got the 9 of spring. A charismatic young girl convinces many to help her with an elaborate scheme. What is it? Who joins her endeavors? Start a project to reflect. Or, a charismatic young girl tries to tempt many into sinful or dangerous activities. Why does she do this? How does the community respond? I think what it's going to be is a charismatic young girl convinces people to join an elaborate scheme to go explore the islands. So she and a sizable chunk of the community just like takes some food and goes to explore the islands without telling anybody. So the food is going to go from abundant to scarce, and I'm going to start a island exploration project that's going to take, I think, 4 weeks.
Now, wasn't part of your card to say how would the community react?
That was, how does the community respond was for the other one. I'm doing the elaborate scheme. What is it to explore the islands? Who joins in her endeavors? A lot of the young people, I think. I think especially the people who are like, you sent me here to fucking breed? The fuck? Oh, you want to go explore stuff?
Right.
That sounds real. Let's do that.
Let's do that instead. We'll fuck over everyone else.
Hey, they think they're helping on some level. And then project clocks reduce. Oh, no, wait. I get to have an action separate from that. I'm going to discover something. My discovery is going to be that all around, but especially in the crystal forest, there are gigantic beetles that are predatory and will attack and eat people.
Ruh-roh.
And I'm going to draw just a really, really horrendous depiction of a beetle.
Oh, dear God.
It's a potato with hair on it.
Hey, like I said I was going for horrendous, and I think I succeeded.
You absolutely did.
If the bar was in hell, it was practically a tripping hazard, yet here you are, limbo dancing with the devil.
And we're going to put that there. Okay, that's my discovery. And then,
excellent.
Project clocks reduce. Water is done. So, Caden, how does that project go down?
Well, as we've already established, the technology for water purification is, while not perfect, it is...
It does exist.
It exists. Yeah. So, using that, the children and their supervisors sort of utilize what they can to create a system of water transportation to purification to, like, giving it out.
I think that might be a bit ambitious.
Distribution.
It was a two-week project. So I think that's a bit ambitious. Okay.
Well, then...
I think it could be as simple as we sent the children to start purifying water, and it's taken a couple of weeks for them to, like, figure out how to do it well enough and, like, start having water get back here. So I think it could be as simple as just, for right now, we switch fresh water to abundant.
All right. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I think the more you want to accomplish, I think the longer a project should be. Because I think that's a way to balance the game. Back to the top of the order. That's 1 month down.
All right.
Wow. Time goes
12th of the way there, boys.
Josh, right?
Yeah, Josh. Yep. Josh goes first. So...
All right, I pick a card.
The Seven of Spring. Where does everybody sleep? Who is unhappy with this arrangement and why? Or, what natural predators roam this area? Are you safe? I'm going to say that the predators one we've already established, so if you want to add another predator, that'd be fine.
We've already established a predator, Valandil. You think that's good?
Yeah.
Enough?
So if you do the natural predators,
it's my turn. Add contempt. No.
Well, I'll just say, like, to fit with the game, like, I don't think saying, "Oh, what natural predators?" The Beatles, you said before. Like, I don't think that's a thing, right? Because that's not.
No. Given the fact that our settlement is close to the sea, I say I'm going to add a new predator.
Okay. Awesome.
And It is a nocturnal. It is a nocturnal crocodilian-like creature that comes up onto the land to eat at night, but lives in the ocean by day.
Okay, I like it. Are we safe?
If you're far enough inland, yes, I would say.
Okay. Do we think that, like, forces us to move away from the shorelines?
Perhaps just
to like find some semblance of safety.
Yeah,
but we can't go too far north because of the beetles.
Correct.
These,
and we need to go into the water to get the children to get the water to
purify.
They're
nocturnal. I said they're nocturnal, so they come up and
so
eat you at night.
The children have to be very strict about.
I'm going to add something to our resources that is defense, and our defense is currently scarce.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here, let me draw a like reptilian bastard-looking boy.
All right. And then all the clocks reduce, but none of them finish yet. And Josh, do you think you can draw while we go on to the next one?
Yeah.
I draw a card.
The Five of Spring. There is a disquieting legend about this place. What is it? Or, alarming weather patterns destroy something. How and what?
No, I want to do the legend, because that's fun. Are we talking about, like, the current location we're in, or the planet, or, like, anywhere nearby?
I think in this context, it could be as broad as this planet, or as narrow as this area. I think this planet would make more sense, because I don't know why we would have legends about this specific area. So I think if you go that route, it would be about the planet.
Say, maybe one of the legends is that part of the reason why the planet was discovered was because... Fade had picked up, like, a signal of some sort. Not entirely sure if it was intelligent or not, but it was, like, some form of transmission or just latent energies of some kind. But something was detected. Whether or not it's true, this could imply that there was a previous civilization on this planet. Whether or not they're still here is up for debate or discovery.
Okay. I'm writing that down in my campaign notes.
All right. Awesome. Really, really
yeah, no,
awesome.
That's sort of the whole point of this game. What would you like to do for your action this turn?
Probably set up a project now in the case of...
We've got a few abundancies, or we got, rather, a lot of scarcity. We have an abundance of scarcities.
Yes, one might say. Now that it's probably been discovered that that group left, food production will probably need to be kicked up a notch. So a project to find either a new source of food or to advance the current form of or source of food.
I think I really like a project to find a new source of food, because then when the project finishes, you can elaborate on what the food source is.
Wonderful. I love that.
And how many weeks do you think that will take?
I'm going to put down 3 weeks.
Okay. Project clocks tick down. None of them quite finish yet. Okay. Moving on to Connor.
Yes.
The Jack of Spring. You see a good omen. What is it? Or you see a bad omen. What is it? Love that one.
Our fate is in your hands, Connor.
Just as an omen doesn't mean it has to come true.
It's just literally, it's an omen.
I think I see a bad omen.
Tell me about it.
There is just... So one night, someone in the community was looking out towards the mountains and could have just sworn they saw a person just standing on the top of one of the mountains.
I see. Was it just like a shadowy figure of a man?
It was just like just a silhouette. It was just like a oddly shaped silhouette.
And that's a bad omen? They felt anxious
it
about
is.
That?
Yes.
What would you like to do this week?
I'm going to discover something.
Is it the mysterious figure?
No. There is a large beach over here.
Okay. So across the river from our settlement, there's a beach? And what's unusual about it?
It is just... Well, it's a
red sand
beach.
Okay.
Which gets... as it goes farther inward, the sand transitions into like jagged rocks, and the beach specifically is heavily inhabited by the crocodiles.
Okay.
The beach is just swarming with them.
Well, they live in the ocean at night.
So maybe they hang out on this beach during the day, on this red beach.
So during the day...
Wait, no, my bad. Vice versa. They come out on land at night and they're in the ocean at day.
Okay, yes.
But every night, the beach is just, like, consumed by alligators.
Okay, yeah. So maybe somebody... I want, like, a mini scene here of, like, somebody on the shore of this river, like, maybe a kid, like, doing his water filtration, and he's brave, so he stays a little bit later than he should have. And as the sun starts to go down, he sees like massive numbers of these crocodiles just like chilling on this red sand beach. Can we get a name for this kid? Is anybody good at coming up with people names?
Arladan.
What? Did you say Arladan?
Yeah.
Danny.
Danny.
Danny, no!
Danny, I'm not good at last names, but we can come up with it another time. If you come up with it, the project clocks will reduce. The atmosphere project and the island project finish. Who had the atmosphere project? That was Connor, right?
Yes.
Tell me how that shakes out.
The sort of research team concludes their study and comes away with a comprehensive readout of the the atmospheric composition, and using that, they create a crystal-powered gas mask that can allow someone to breathe like normal within the atmosphere.
Can we say it's like they come up with the design for the mask, and then I think like creating them would be another project, but like...
They make a blueprint.
Like, this is our idea. Like, we know these crystals release gas, and we would be, like, I have this diagram. Like, I know it would work. We just have to build it.
Okay. Yeah,
I like that. I still have no idea what happens with the island project.
New project, return from the island.
So, I don't know if anybody on the mainland discovers this, but on the islands... The people who went there discovered that there are lots of trees and lots of wood that could be used as building materials, but they have, so far, no way to get back to shore with that stuff. So they have discovered a potential source for building materials, but there will have to be something done about that to make it useful. And I think that's me. Me again? The Eight of Spring. An old piece of machinery is discovered. Broken, but perhaps repairable. What is it? What would it be useful for? Or, an old piece of machinery is discovered, cursed and dangerous. How does the community destroy it? Wow.
Choices.
I think the community discovers... a generator that's broken down and doesn't work, and nobody knows what it uses to fuel it. They just know that it is meant to create electricity somehow. And I'm going to say that this was discovered on the island.
Okay.
All right, and now I'm going to start a project on the island. It's going to be quick, but it's going to be harvesting some of this wood. Project clocks count down, so they're all going to finish that at the same time, which is great. And then we're back to Josh. End of our second month. Here we go.
All right.
Quite eventful.
Yes.
The Queen of Spring. So Josh, what's the most beautiful thing in this area? Or, what's the most hideous thing in this area?
I would say the most beautiful thing... Well, I'm going to do from both perspectives, because there's two colonies at this point. The people on the island, or did they return?
They have not returned.
All right. So from the perspective of the islands, the most beautiful thing is seeing the sea, the mainland, and the massive mountain range towering over the colony with shimmering glints of purple from the crystal forest.
Yeah, let's say that there's somebody who has sort of an eye for that thing, and they stand on like a hill or something on this island, and they're able to see the whole like river and the delta and where the settlement is. And the crystal forest and the mountains and everything. And this is also, I think, somebody that should get a name.
Thomas Carlo.
Thomas Carlo.
As an idea. I'm open to suggestions.
No, I like that.
Okay, cool.
And then, from the perspective of the mainland, the most beautiful thing is the seascape.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, the kid's last name could be Spruce.
Danny Spruce. I dig it. I came up with another name that I can't wait to use for a future character, and that name is Xanther.
Nice.
What's your action for the week, Josh?
All right, I am going to start a project about making weapons out of available materials so they can maybe hunt and get some more food.
That is a good project idea, but... One of the problems is that we have a scarcity of building materials. So what do we make the weapons out of?
That's the thing, going to find some.
So the project is finding building materials, but ones that would be good for building weapons.
Yes. Well, or just building materials in general. So I say they go off in this direction. Making it bold so you guys can see.
Whoa,
All right, that's a wee bit big.
Well, we definitely know where they are now. Josh so just made an arrow the size of, like, an entire state.
They're okay, big. Great, yeah.
No. Right on, right yeah, on the
problem
map.
Was it wasn't big enough. Oh, there it I is. See.
That was no. the problem.
So I say they is. Go off into this direction, okay. Searching for supplies, building materials.
Okay. All right. How many weeks do you think that will take? And keeping in mind that...
Given the fact that they're going by yeah. foot, I would say 2 weeks? Two and a half?
I also think, like, the more ambitious and successful you want it to be, the longer it will have to take.
All right, so let's do 4.
4 weeks. And then these three projects tick down. Caden.
Yes.
3 of spring. Someone new arrives. Who? Or 2 of the community's younger members get into a fight. What provoked them?
No, I want to do someone new.
Yeah?
So, this ties in a lot of things together. We discover that we are not alone on this planet. Someone new is a... Oh, what should they look like? Ooh, this is interesting. So I'm thinking about the atmosphere of the world, low oxygen.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they would have a technology for that, or if they would just evolve to adjust to that.
Do you think it's possible that this is... So insects, the size of them is determined... Well, I guess that wouldn't make sense then. I was going to say giant bug people, but they would need more oxygen.
Yeah, they probably would.
Bug people, though.
I know. Maybe they have like a chitinous look to them.
Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe like they have sort of an insect-like head, but they have a humanoid body. So their head is like, I'd say like diamond shape going backwards into a point in the back. And they have like these patches of smaller eyes, like a spider or a fly. And then just like large. Sorry, I'm just sort of spitballing.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of like a Phineas head.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think there's. It's highly unlikely that we're able to properly communicate with this new arrival.
Right, yeah.
But what do the people call the person who has arrived?
Well, let me think.
And you can come back.
I'm gonna
to
look
it.
Up
when you.
Yeah, I might come yeah, back
you,
to that.
When you have it, let me know. But before you get too focused on that, what right. action would you like to take for this week?
What was that? The whole before we move on, did I complete that whole thing? Was there supposed to be something else that
no,
I
that
did?
That option was just someone new arrives. Who?
Oh, okay, cool. I just did. I couldn't remember if it was like someone new arrives. What do they do?
Yeah, no. Don't have to get
cool.
that far yet.
I think I have a name for them. Let me see if I can. Oh, this might be interesting. This might not be the right word I'm looking for.
Okay.
I was thinking of doing.
Could be a project. Could be a
project
discussion.
Discovery.
There, we haven't had any discussions yet. I don't know. Do you think there's anything the community might want to discuss? Like, for instance, like thing. How does the community feel about this alien? Showed up.
I think with the new
I
discovery.
I think host a discovery about the alien that showed begins. Up is a great action to take.
I think discussing the alien that has a well, I guess we are the aliens now.
Yeah, but that's not the way that this, I don't think that's how most of the people would view it.
True, that's true. So yeah, I open a discussion about this alien.
When you hold a discussion.
But why don't you think those people would think about that way? They knowingly got sent to a planet to die.
Because.
A planet that is not theirs.
Because humans inhabit all 50 planets yeah. in the galaxy. We see it as just going to a new place in the galaxy where we live, and there being new alien things.
It's like. Yeah,
I see.
I think that's how most people would see it because, like, the fact that there's, like not just a couple, but, like, 50. Different planets in this galaxy that we live in is like that's not a new concept for these people. That's like the world they've always lived in.
Yeah, all right.
So when you hold a discussion, you either start with a statement and then you don't get to talk after that, or you start with a question, and then when it comes back to you, you weigh in then, and then it's over. So do you want to start with a question or a statement?
Question. How do we feel about these individuals? I might also have a name. Infedir.
What's that mean?
Native.
Native.
In how Icelandic. I-N-N, F, then the like combination A-E, however you say that. You could probably just put A-E, but it's like the weird Icelandic way of spelling A-E. Then two D's. You are.
Infedir. Do we think it might be interesting if most people shorten that into the middle and just call them Fey?
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
So yeah, the question is, how do we as a community feel about the Fey, the Infedir? And so Josh, you would go first. You weigh in with a perspective from members of the community.
Josh, you've muted your microphone.
I say they remain cautious, but still uneasy.
You can speak in first person, like as a person in the community. I think it's in fact more interesting that way. Yes.
I think we should remain cautious and aware that they are here. However, let's not have them distract us from our goals of forming a settlement and a community on this planet. And if it comes to it, we kill them.
Connor.
I think we should kill him right now. We don't trust
him. I don't know more about this character.
We don't even know what he's fucking saying, dog. How are we supposed to trust him? There's who knows how many more of them, where they came from, what they're trying to do to us. Get rid of them.
Connor, can you, what's the name of your character?
Did they perhaps take your jobs? Like the girders.
His name is Gus.
Okay. I love it.
Perfect.
Williams. Gus Williams.
Gus Williams.
Gus Williams.
Or should it be Williamson?
Gus Williamson. Scott Smith.
Gus Williamson. All right. One thing that occurs to me is a native species might have many secrets to reveal about the local environment, such as food sources, or what is up with those weird beetles or alligators. I propose we study them. Maybe a vivisection.
That character sounds like a Neville.
Yes.
Yeah, Neville.
That character is...
Neville Fleecewood.
Yes, Neville Fleecewood.
All right, and then you started with a question, so Caden, you get to make the final statement.
Do I not get to weigh in, or is it just there?
Yeah, that's you weighing in, is your...
Oh, this is me weighing in.
Yes.
We should definitely remain cautious, absolutely, if they're a threat. However, they've not done anything to us yet. I do agree that they might have knowledge of the planet that we could definitely use. We are sorely needing in food and building materials. So we definitely want to... I think we should definitely get on their good side. Try and form some form of alliance. If we can provide them with any resources or... do a service for them, something to that ilk.
Joanne something. That was a Joanne voice.
Joanne Harberry.
There we go.
All right. And now Project Clocks Reduce. We'll do the food project first. Whose project was that?
I think it was
one of yours.
No, wait, hold on. Yes, it was mine, because materials was Josh...
Okay, I'm going to start, when I make new projects, I'm going to write down whose project they are.
I think just you, the first like, letter. Put an initial, yeah. Put the first initial.
So what happens with the food project?
Okay, so...
This was looking for a new source of food.
Looking for a new source of
food. What is the food source that we discover? Is it perhaps something brought by our first Fae?
I think so, yes. I think that the Fae has, like... Let's say he's like an envoy from... I don't want to go into too much detail, but we'll just say he's an envoy for his people, and he brings with him this like massive sack full of these seeds. And when these seeds are planted, they grow these like... It looks like fruit seeds that have these like sort of pods that come out, kind of like pea pods. They provide a good source of nutrients and are a very viable food source. We'll call it... We'll say it has this, like, sort of bluish color to it.
Sea beans? Is that anything?
Sea beans? Yeah, I'm okay with that. Sea beans.
Sea beans. Okay, so I don't think that brings us to abundance of food yet, but it's a step towards
it. We haven't planted them.
The wood project, the people on the island, they have worked towards harvesting this wood, and they've basically got, like, timbers piled up near the shore where they've been, like, camping out. They have the wood ready to go. That's what happens, essentially. And then the last clock that reaches zero is our world clock, which means it goes back up to 9, and we get to have our first fun world event.
Okay.
Interesting.
A representative comes down to the planet representing the Jupiter Energy Corporation that sponsored the colonization. And the representative, they want some kind of proof of project for their shareholders.
Okay, are we able to discuss this together?
That's just something that, like, so...
Oh, okay.
They need that proof by the next world event, essentially. And if they don't get it...
What exactly is the end game for this proof of project?
They just want some kind of proof that they can show that there's progress being made. And that's, like, up to you to interpret, basically. But there is this representative who's with the colony now and will be for a limited amount of time. All right. All right. And now,
the next person. Muted that entire time, damn it. I was saying...
You gotta get better at that, man.
I'm sorry.
If you're muted for the whole podcast, it's gonna be like, why even...
Why
is he even here?
No, I was saying proof of concept. I was gonna say, well, we're alive, aren't we?
For now.
And then, what do you do? Okay. He's with the colony, so I said, eat him.
Caden's turn.
And then, so after Caden is Connor?
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct.
Connor.
Correct.
The Two of Spring.
Nice.
There's a large body of water on the map. Where is it? What does it look like? So if you choose that... Well, if you choose that, you have to go more into detail with something. Or there's a giant man-made structure on the map. Where is it? Why is it abandoned? And I think in this context, man-made could mean a previous failed colonization attempt or something that the Fae have built here and abandoned for some reason.
Can I just say that it's unknown why it's abandoned?
No. The question... One of the things is, why is it abandoned? So you have to answer that.
Well, I think there is a tower on this island. There's a tower.
There's a big tower. Is it something perhaps that is like, we couldn't be seen but from the settlement necessarily, but maybe somebody on this island collecting wood sees it?
Yes. So it is the site of a previous colony, which was abandoned because they failed to produce proof of progress for Jupiter Energy.
Okay, so I don't think necessarily that the people here at the colony know that, but that'd be something that we as players know.
Yeah.
And I think, in fact, that the people here in the settlement have almost certainly been told that this is the first colonization attempt, even if that's not true. Do you think... Jupiter Energy would have wiped out the colony? That they...
Yes.
Why do you think... Like, why would they do that?
Just, they were... They just wanted to start from scratch. They were like, fuck that.
Something must have happened, though, like...
Yeah, so there was actually a disease outbreak... Okay. Which ended up infecting everyone in the tower and basically compromising the whole
operation. So instead of trying to cure these people of the disease or risk, maybe it was like they didn't want any of their sponsors to find out about the disease, so they just raised it, like they nuked it, basically.
Yeah, so basically this island is sort of radiation zone. The quarantine off limits. Don't go there, to that island.
All right.
Or else you'll die.
The colonizers have not been warned about that because
no.
If we reveal that, they're going to ask questions, and we can't have that. Okay, that's interesting. What do you want your action to be?
I'm going to start a project.
Hell yeah. What are we doing?
To find a fuel source for this generator that the island people discovered.
Okay. How many weeks do you think that will take?
It's going to take 5 weeks.
Ooh, okay. So I expect some serious developments.
Okay, let's do it.
The last one, the King of Spring. A young boy starts digging in the ground and discovers something unexpected. What is it? Or an old man confesses to past crimes and atrocities. What has he done?
Big group, pal. We're all felons here.
I think an old man named Phlox Fitzgerald comes forward.
Phlox? F-L-O-X?
P-H-L-O-X. Phlox was a pilot in the military, and he confesses that Chentech, the corporation, sponsored a scouting of some planes flying through the atmosphere here, which is highly classified information. He's not supposed to talk about it, but with one of them here, he says, he feels he must confess that he has fired on and taken out colonies or settlements of the natives here. He's killed some of them. He has their blood on his hands. And I'm going to start a project on the island to start.
Lovely.
They're going to start using some of the wood that they have made to build ships that can use, not to travel the whole sea, but just to travel between these islands and the mainland. And I think to build some decent ships, I'm going to say it takes 4 weeks. These are not shipbuilders. That's spring done with. So that's a fourth of the way through.
All right.
Gotcha.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of our Fistful of Greed campaign, presented by Vitamin D.
We hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed making it.
Look out for our social media presence so you can follow our lovely campaign as it unfolds.
And as always, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend a daily dose of Vitamin D, and the D stands for dice, okay?